Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitorf. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Lonborg. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Pottek reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pottek scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheinbloom moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Auerbach steals second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinbloom. May reaches second base with a double. Auerbach scores. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp strikes out. Two outs. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Potek hits a line drive towards third. Ferraro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0 for 1 in the game. Splittorff hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ferraro moves to second. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lonborg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sheinblum trying to get to third. Brown throws the ball into Ferraro, who tags Sheinblum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Theobald moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Felsk now playing first base. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Lonborg bunts towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Noop reaches second base with a double. Paul Splittorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorf is 0-for-2 in the game. Splittorf bunts towards the mound. Lonborg juggles the ball. That's an error on Lonborg. Noop moves to third. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Ken Brett now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with Splittorf covering, for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. May reaches second base with a double. Theobald goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Royals. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Splitorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitorf is 0-for-2 in the game. Splitorf takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Potek reaches second base with a double. Splitorf moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Otis reaches second base with a double. Splitorf scores. Potek scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheinblum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Felsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.